Progress at Currambong. Soon after meeting the target date for the opening of the college in April 1897, Ellen White initiated another project of equal importance. As winter gave way to spring and the end of the first school year at Avondale was in sight, she entertained one growing concern, the need of a church building. Could one be built by the close of the school year, now only 7 weeks away? Such an accomplishment would crown this year that marked a new start in Christian education. As the number of students had increased, and the staff had grown, and the families living in the community had increased, it had become increasingly evident that there was no suitable place for meeting. For a while they had met in the loft above the sawmill, but that became a place for storage. Just before school opened, a limited space on the second story over the kitchen and dining room became available, but this soon proved to be too limited. "I am fully decided," exclaimed Ellen White, "that we must have a meeting house." On Wednesday morning, August 11th, W.L.H. Baker and A.G. Daniels, the presidents of the two leading conferences, were on the campus to counsel with Ellen White and others concerning school matters and the coming camp meetings. Word had just been received at Currambong of the discovery of an accounting error in Melbourne. £1,100, $5,280, on deposit for the school, £600, $2,880, from the Wessels family, and £500, $2,400, from the General Conference, had just been discovered. Construction of a dormitory for the men could now be undertaken, and £100, $480, was allotted toward a church building. In reporting the interview, Ellen White wrote, "We feel the need of a church very much." Careful consideration was given to the location and size of the proposed meeting house. Guidance in these particulars was given to Mrs. White in the visions of the night. "I received instruction to speak to the people, and tell them that we are not to leave the house of the Lord until the last consideration. I was instructed that our place of worship should be of easy access, and that the most precious portion of the land should be selected as a place on which to build for God." There was need for haste, for they wanted to dedicate the building not later than the close of school.